السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، to get straight into the topic, and apologies again, إخوان. MashaAllah, I mean, commendable, are you still here after all of those hours? That is an indication, no doubt, brothers and sisters, of khayr and of good. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired you with having a yearning and a desire for an increase in khayr, and an increase in good, and an increase in an understanding of that which will bring about His ridwan and His good pleasure, that, brothers and sisters, is from the tawfiq of Allah, and is from the success and the blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal gives to His abd and gives to His servant. For indeed, brothers and sisters, many are the individuals who walk upon the face of the earth heedless of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has shaped them, the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed them with all of these ni'am and all of these blessings that they benefit from day in and day out. And subhanallah al-azim, that, brothers and sisters, will indicate to you the fact that if an individual and if an abd and if a servant from the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal is inspired with that, then brothers and sisters, in that is much khayr. And seeing that the topic is around the affair of the Creator and who the Creator is, that, brothers and sisters, yani, the topic in and of itself is one that I'm sure, being that we're individuals who, as you know, I'm a Muslim, and many of you, or the bulk of you, are Muslimun, then we will not debate or argue concerning who we believe Allah or who the Creator is. But the issue, no doubt, as far as those who do not necessarily believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, for them, then for the most part, they are one of a number of concepts, and usually one of two concepts. Either one is a creationalist, as they call them, an individual who believes that the creation or our existence came about by way of a creator, or that person is one who believes in evolution. Yani, that there was once a big bang, or there was a mass of gases once upon a time. Yani, an ocean of gases. Those gases reacted one with another, and those reactions eventually developed to become a solid or a dense mass, which eventually cleft asunder, which eventually exploded, the Big Bang. And then from that we had the universes, and we had the galaxies, and we had the development of the solar system and Earth, and then alhamdulillah that went on to develop further to become, or from the earth we had water, from water we had the various life forms, the amoebas, single cell amoebas and so on, that went on to develop to become amphibians and reptiles went on to become monkeys, and alhamdulillah we are now here present walking upright human beings. But brothers and sisters, the affair of evolution and the belief in the fact or in the concept of evolution, yani the belief in the affair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the affair rather of the creation coming about without a creator, without one bringing it into existence, is one in and of itself that contradicts the very intellect that they claim it is based upon. Because they claim evolution is based upon the uses of intellect and the analysis of things tangible, that we are able to see the aspects of the world and the creation, evolution, and the aspects that exist around us in the natural world. And by analyzing those things, we're able to come to a conclusion that they came about by way of a bang. And that bang, brothers and sisters, they say, is observed by our looking at, for example, the planet Earth and the way in which solar plates or the Earth's plates have moved, and the planets or the countries have moved, and that if you reverse that process, you will see that it all returns back to one solid mass, and then ultimately the universe similarly returns back to one solid mass. And so they say those things that are tangible were able to reverse the movement of those things, and that causes us to conclude that the existence came about by way of a Big Bang. We do not deny the Big Bang as Muslimun. But our issue, brothers and sisters, is where did that mass come from? And how did that mass exist? And brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes in the Quran the fact that now the heavens and the earth were once one, was once a solid mass. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He split that mass, and that is present within the Quran. Do you not see that the heavens and the earth was once a solid mass, and we split it asunder, we cleft it asunder. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla establishes similarly the fact that the creation came about by way of a bang. Now, well, that which we believe as Muslimun is that that mass, brothers and sisters, did not come from from no place. Rather, we believe, as I'm sure you're all aware, that that mass and that which is in the Quran is in accordance with what they've discovered scientifically, that now, that if you reverse the movement of the countries and so on, it appears that those countries were once one solid mass that doesn't oppose that which is present within the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we establish, brothers and sisters, is that the creator of that mass is to be believed in. That is our belief, as I'm sure you're aware. And brothers, if you analyze and you look at the argument, then if we were to return the affair back to intellect, which we don't, but if we were to return the affair back to intellect, it would be more intellectually correct to argue and say that that mass has come about, or that the uniformity that we see within the creation, within the natural world, that it came about by way of one creator. And it is that one creator that maintains that unity. But for us to say that this, everything that exists, came about by way of a big bang, then brothers and sisters, there are issues with the argument. For if we were to say it came about by a big random bang, then we would be saying that the existence and our creation exist on the basis of the same random affair that brought it into existence in the first place. And if we're going to say, therefore, that random, or the random nature of our existence still exists and is still the case, then why don't we see that present, and why don't we see that translating in and around our existence? Why are the various worlds that exist among the animal, the creatures, why are they working in uniform? Why do we see the various species of animal, birds, bees, aquatic life? Why do we see that and those various species remaining the same and remaining uniform? Why do we see the development of the various animal kingdoms and the various animal worlds? Why do we see that it remains the same? Why do we see amongst human beings that they have remained in their form as long as man has known himself? Why don't we see the development of man himself? And why don't we see the existence of individuals who are born, or why doesn't man, as we say, continue to develop? And we have individuals who are born, brothers and sisters, and are extremely, extremely different, reflecting that random nature in which they came about in the first place. So why don't we have, for example, individuals who have feet sprouting out of their heads and continue to exist? Because now you may say, well, some people have deformities that are different from the nature in which human beings normally exist. And you'll find, brothers and sisters, that ordinarily those deformities and individuals who have extreme deformities, then there are oftentimes their existence is not a long-lived one. Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, when we analyze, we see that the human being, the mankind, the animal world, the even vegetation, the various life forms that are existent by way of trees, by way of animals, plant life, that we see unity throughout the whole of that. And that unity must reflect its origin. That unity, brothers and sisters, must reflect its origin. When the Bedouin Arab on an occasion was asked, how do you know your Lord? I mean, you speak about Allah and this God that you have. How do you know your Lord? And the Bedouin Arab, the Bedouin Arab, unintelligent, not really individuals who have studied he responded by saying, Al-Ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'iyya. وأثر السير تدل على المسير. أفسماوات ذات أبراج وأرض ذات فجاج أولا يدل ذلك على اللطيف الخبير. He said that indeed the camel dung. Bedouins don't really know about camels in the desert. يعني animals. Camel dung indicates the presence of a camel. وأثر السير تدل على المسير. And tracks, caravan tracks, have an indication of the presence of a caravan. Is there not this heavens that we see above us with its stars and constellations, and the earth that we see with the various tracks that are within it, does this not indicate Al-Latif Al-Khabir? Does this not point towards Al-Latif Al-Khabir? Allah, Al-Latif Al-Khabir, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Brothers and sisters, subhanAllah al-Azim, that no doubt, though it came from an individual who it is said concerning them that they are unintelligent, that no doubt, brothers and sisters, is reasoning that is at the height of intelligence. That these effects and these affairs indicate the presence of one who brought them into existence, and that no doubt, and he, no doubt, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same Allah that was the creator, brothers and sisters, of the prophets and the messengers. The one who sent them with that message. That message that has remained congruent and remained the same throughout the years and throughout the centuries. That message that each and every one of them came with. اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. That message, brothers and sisters, that they mentioned, worship Allah. For indeed you have no Lord and no God other than He. Those prophets and messengers who came and warned their people against a day, came and warned their people against a great gathering, saying, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. That indeed I fear for you, that they would say, I fear for you the punishment of a great day. Brothers and sisters, up until the final messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see that same affair repeating itself. As the messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned, الأنبياء إخوة لعلات دينهم واحد وشرائع شتى. That indeed the Anbiya, the prophets and the messengers, are brothers, إخوة لعلات. This affair of being إخوة لعلات are those individuals who are brothers having the same father, different mothers. So he referred to the prophets and the messengers as إخوة لعلات, as brothers having the same father, different mothers. And then he explained what he meant by that. دينهم واحد وشرائع شتى. That they have one deen, but the شرائع, or the different manifestations of their sharia, may differ from issue with issue, and in various different issues. But generally their deen was one, and that was the call to one God and the worship of one God. And that is present within the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Then indeed we have not created the jinn or mankind except that they worship me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I don't want from them risk, I don't want from them sustenance, neither do I wish for them to sustain. Verily I am الرَّزَّاقُ, I am the sustainer, ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ, the possessor of power and might. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the Quran has established arguments that are, though they are textual, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and others have mentioned, they are arguments though that may be used and considered aqli arguments or intellectual arguments that Allah azza wa jal equips the believers with. From those arguments, the likes of the statement of Allah azza wa jal, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ